The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now for today's strawberry letter, and if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on sex, on work, on parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Okay, cool. We should do naked radio. All right, buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject, he took it out at the dinner table. Dear Stephen Shirley, my friend hooked me up with a great guy. And before I met him, we had great conversation and he seemed to be a cool guy. He sent me a picture of himself and I sent him a picture too. He had a beautiful smile and I commented that he had perfect teeth. He told me that he had false teeth. I asked him why he chose false teeth over implants and he said that implants were too expensive. It was no biggie. So we continued to get to know each other. After 2 weeks, we went out on our first date to a very nice restaurant for dinner. I was so glad to finally meet him. We ordered our food and started eating, and the conversation was so good that I didn't realize he had taken his entire top row of teeth out.
Come on, boy.
He saw how I was looking at him, and he said, "See, you can't even tell when I take my teeth out. I look the same." Wait, there's more. I was at a loss for words. His teeth were in a container beside his plate, and he was just eating and talking like all of this was okay. I had lost my appetite. I know being single can be lonely, but there is no way I can be seen with this bald mouth man. Steve and Shirley, I do not have a problem at all with false teeth, but you can't just take them out on the first date and not let me know first. After the date, I called a friend that set us up and told her that his teeth were a deal breaker. Oh, and his lack of table manners. She said that I was being bougie and I have to be more open-minded and willing to work with some men to turn them into the ideal man. I beg to differ, but maybe I'm being too insensitive. Maybe I'm being insensitive. What do you think? Hey, listen, Miss Bougie, I'm with you all day, okay? Manners are important, hygiene is important, and taking your teeth out at the dinner table, it's very unhygienic. It's unacceptable, okay? It's one thing to have dentures, but leave them in your mouth. How about that? Take them out at home, at night, and put them in the container, and then put that container on the nightstand like normal people do who have dentures and false teeth. I don't agree with your friend about you being bougie. It's okay to like what you like and not like the fact that he had dentures and took them out at the dinner table. That's ridiculous. And sat them in a container next to a plate at a very nice restaurant. You're single here, not desperate, okay? And you don't have to settle no matter what your friend says. All right, Steve? That's it for me.
Well, very good answer, Shirley. I agree with everything you said. But let me go at it from this here right here. Went out on a date with this man. You'd been talking and y'all sent a picture. And you told the man, boy, you got some pretty, your teeth look, you got a beautiful smile and you got perfect teeth. Then he right off the dribble told you he had false teeth. I asked him why he chose false teeth over implants. He said the implants was too expensive. All right, let's stop this letter right here. Let's go back over because I need some things that y'all need to see what I saw.
Okay.
He sent you a picture of himself. You said he had a beautiful smile. I commented that he had perfect teeth. For no damn reason at all, he told me he had false teeth. How old is this man here? Where he cool with this here? Baby, you got some perfect teeth. These ain't my teeth.
Not sexy, right?
These ain't mine. These false teeth. So I already know we're talking about an older couple here. This ain't no two 40-year-olds at dinner. So I asked him why he chose false teeth over implants. He said the implants was too expensive. We talking about a cheap-ass man here now. There's a lot of things you can save money on.
Come on.
Your damn teeth ain't one of them.
Hello.
Spend some money on your damn mouth. Now, if you want to go to Walmart and get you them tank tops where when you put it on, the armhole be down to your belt, that's cool. I've often wondered where them people get them tops from. Them's Walmart tank tops. So I don't care how big your ass is, you can put this tank top on. It's gonna fit.
You're stupid for real.
Yeah, that ain't the Nike tank top. That's the Walmart tank top. That armhole, I don't care how what size you are, this tank top fit. That's where you save money at. You want to go to the grocery store and you don't want to buy Del Monte green beans? I got you. Buy generic green beans. They still green beans. The label is white and the brightness black. All it say is green beans. I got that. You don't save money on your damn teeth. So y'all got to know each other. And after 2 weeks, you went out on the first date to a nice restaurant. You finally met him. You ordered your food. You start eating. The conversation was so good that I didn't realize he had taken his entire top row of teeth out. He saw how you was looking at him. He said, see, you can't even tell when I take my teeth out. I looked to say, hold up, partner. Hold up. Let me correct your ass on something. We might not have seen when you took them out. We didn't see you take them out. But we damn sure sitting here looking at you trying to figure out where the hell is your whole row of teeth. You can't take 16 teeth out and don't nobody know it.
What is wrong?
We didn't see you take them out. But damn it, we looking at you now. And it, you know, hell, you talking about you can't even tell. No, I didn't see you take them out, partner.
All right, hold that thought, Steve. We'll be back at 23 after the hour. Subject of today's letter, he took him out at the dinner table. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's strawberry letter subject. He took him out at the dinner table.
This man she done met, they talking on the phone, they exchange pictures. She saw the man smile and said, wow, you got perfect teeth. Right out the blue, no damn reasoning at all. No need to confess this. He said, these false teeth.
Wow.
That lets me know he already old because he didn't see no problem with it. And then she said, well, why did you choose false teeth over implants? He said, because they too expensive. Okay, he cheap. He cheap. If you'll cut back money on your damn teeth. Lady, your ass is finna be wearing, your first Christmas gift is gonna be one of them Walmart tank tops. I can promise you that.
Because he's cheap.
Because his ass is cheap. So they finally go out to dinner after 2 weeks and went on the first date, nice restaurant. Glad to finally meet the man. You ordered your food, you start eating. Conversation was so good that I didn't realize he had taken his entire top row of teeth out. Now, he saw how I was looking at him, and he said, see, you can't even tell when I take my teeth out. I looked to say, fool, listen to me. She didn't see you take the teeth out, but you said in the letter right here, he saw how I was looking. Because, see, after you took them out, she didn't see you take them out.
Mm-mm.
But somewhere in the conversation, she was just staring at your damn mouth. And then, see, you can't even tell when I take my teeth out. No, we can't tell when you take them out, but we can tell that they out.
Right.
So now she looking at you and you talking about, see, you can't even tell I took them out. Yeah, we can. Why when you talking, your top lip disappear? Where your lip at?
It's been stuck in there.
It's
And what is you eating without the top row? What was on your damn plate? Help me.
That's the question.
I need to know what you ordered, partner, that you can eat without that whole damn top rope.
Mm-hmm. That's ice cream.
Now, what I want everybody to do is, at one point today, take your top lip and cover your front teeth with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, put something up your mouth and keep chewing, but keep your top lip covering them teeth.
Wow,
you finna choke your ass to death.
Yeah, I can't even talk. Let
you finna be swallowing food so whole. This man's digestive tract is shot. Because he ain't chewing up nothing. He just swallowing food.
Ooh, sweet.
I look to say, I was at a loss for words. His teeth was in a container beside his plate.
Ew.
And he was just eating and talking like everything was okay.
Like this was cool.
See, I can't talk to you and half your damn mouth is in a glass looking at me. See, because I'm trying to figure out, is this a magic trick? Because how is half your mouth in a glass looking at me?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if you'd have never been over somebody's house and they had their dentures in a glass, but it looked like the teeth is looking at you. Because they are. Because the teeth don't want to be in the glass. They want to be in the mouth because that's where they belong.
Aww.
Now, I know being single can be lonely. Yes, it is, baby. But there's no way I could be seen with this bald mouth man. Steve and Shirley, I do not have a problem at all with false teeth. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. This whole damn letter is about false teeth. And you got a problem with them. So it's okay. It's just you don't like false teeth. You got the right to like what you like.
That's right.
Some men don't like women with wigs. I don't give a damn what you got on, long as you're cute. I could care less. It's men don't like fake nails. I like them. It's men don't like eyelashes. Please put them on. I like all that extra blink, blink. Give me all that.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have a problem with false teeth, but you can't take them out on the first date. You can't take them out with me ever. No damn first date. At no point is our ass at dinner and you reach up in your head and pull a whole row of damn teeth out.
That is so nasty.
It ain't got nothing to do with the first date. You can't ever take your damn teeth out your head.
Date is over.
Set them down on the table. I don't give a damn if you don't put them in the glass. You can wrap them up in your handkerchief and put them in your top pocket. I don't want to know that they up there. Oh, man. I don't give a damn if you know how to spin them teeth on your finger like a basketball. Want to be sitting up in here and watching your teeth go around in a circle.
But what about her friend, Steve? You got to speak to her friend.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I don't give a damn if you take your teeth off and set them in the champagne bucket where I can't see it. But when the waiter come over there to pour another glass...
You stupid. I love when he screams.
I know. I love it.
After the date, I called a friend to set us up and told her his teeth was a deal breaker. Oh, and his lack of table manners. She said I was being bougie. Why ain't nobody bougie.
Right.
This ain't bougie.
She got it.
I don't give a damn how much money I ain't got. You can't pull your damn teeth out and I see you. I don't care how fine you is. Sitting over there helping you pull your teeth out your mouth. I'm getting up and getting in my car.
Date is over.
The damn date is over.
Yes. All right, Liz, we got to go.
He left me. You're damn right I did.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. Good morning. This is Shirley Strawberry, and my New Year's resolutions are the same as they have been for these last few years. Just don't make any, because I never keep them. Happy New Year from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.